An ear-splitting screech pierced a moment. The lights surged in brightness, then flickered before dying altogether. Ben fell to his knees, clutching his head. The pain was unbearable, and he couldn't breathe. The screeching disappeared, but was followed by a hissing and crackling. He tried to call out to Lila, but nothing would come. He lost consciousness.
Ben, are you okay? Come on, wake up.
He finally found his voice, but his head was still pounding.
I'm okay, I think. Are you?
I think so, replied Lila. I'm scared, really scared. What happened? I passed out and I don't know how long we've been in here. I'm really cold.
Nobody checked on us, said Ben. Richie probably lit out of here. Of course he'd forget us. Lila helped Ben up.
I'm afraid to open the door, she said. What's going to be out there?
I don't know, but we'll freeze to death in here.
Ben was shivering so badly he could barely walk. He pushed on the inner handle and a door opened.
How could anyone be prepared for the world we were entering? We were kids. Acne was our biggest concern.
Okay, I checked out CNN sometimes when I was online. I knew that we were pissing everybody off. It had something to do with bringing democracy to the rest of the world. Forcing it down their throats is what I heard. It was our way or the highway. Things had become ugly even in this country. Everything was us versus them. And everyone was a them if they didn't agree with us. I didn't even know who us was. Like every other kid, I was doing my best to ignore it all. It really didn't concern me. Maybe I should have paid more attention. But then again, would it have mattered? I would still be walking into hell. Everything was quiet. Ben pushed the door open further. All the lights were off, even the emergency lights, but it was daytime. So light shone through the windows. Then he saw the people. Everyone was asleep. Customers were slumped over the tables, in some cases with their heads in their food. Richie was lying on the floor directly in front of the freezer. Ben spied two waitresses lying nearby.
Oh my God! Exclaimed Lila in a whisper.
They're all unconscious, said Ben.
They couldn't bring themselves to talk loudly in the tomb-like atmosphere. Ben leaned over Richie to feel the pulse in his neck. There was none. He fumbled for his wrist and did the same. Richie was dead. Ben jumped back in panic. Lila was looking at Melissa's body. She bent down and checked for signs of life. When she turned toward Ben, tears were running down her face.
They're dead. They're just dead. There's no blood or anything. They're just dead. Why?
I don't know, answered Ben. Maybe there was a gas leak or something and we were saved by the freezer. But where are the cops or the fire department?
They looked at each other and had the same thought. They had to get out of there. Ben grabbed Lila's hand and they made their way to the front door, each dreading what was on the other side of it. It was far worse. Cars were stopped in the middle of the street. Drivers slumped over in their seats. People were lying on the sidewalks. Ben didn't have to check them. He knew they were dead. It was one thing to see the adults, but seeing little kids dead was something else altogether. Then they smelled the smoke. Ben looked down the block and saw buildings on fire. There was a single car on fire as well, and he could see the form of the driver engulfed in flames. They pulled out their cell phones at the exact same moment. Both phones were dead. Traffic lights were out. There were no alarms. Nothing. Just total silence. No, not total. Ben heard a dog barking. He felt a cold wave of panic growing inside him, but Lila's presence forced him to suppress it.
I'm not going to lose it in front of her, he told himself.
Still, his stomach felt like it was about to erupt.